Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Cold high pressure arriving from the west yesterday, cresting right overhead this morning, setting up some ideal conditions for radiational cooling, the scientific name for the loss of heat at night when the skies are clear and the winds are light. That heat loss has sent thermometers to near record lows early this morning, in the upper teens to mid-20s, but it also means another blue sky day, this time with lighter winds and the coldest of the air beginning to drift to our east. This will allow temperatures to climb back into the 50s, close to 60 in the warmer valleys this afternoon. The high continues to drift east overnight into Saturday, close enough for another cool night tonight, still near or below freezing, although it will hold in the 30s to near 40 in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, where a southerly breeze develops. With the freshening southerly breeze tomorrow, thermometers will warm into the low and mid-60s, not far from normal for the last weekend of April. During the day tomorrow, morning sun will fade behind increasing afternoon clouds through New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, part of the next weather system, a storm tracking northeast through the Great Lakes. A push of warmer air should establish a warm front in advance of the storm, lifting through here Saturday night with a good chance of showers. That steers even warmer air in our direction for Sunday, 60s to near 70, while most of the showers end. The storm continues north through Quebec with a hesitant approach of a cold front from the northwest on Sunday afternoon, bringing a renewed chance of showers to northern sections later on Sunday. So high pressure will then build in through Quebec on Monday, potentially nose southward through the Canadian Maritimes Monday night and Tuesday, while a series of storms track northeast through the Great Lakes to our west. This could lead to the formation of a quasi-stationary front through eastern parts of the region, separating the cooler air from the east to the milder air from the west. It also means the potential for some showers in the forecast each day through the middle of next week. Milder temperatures will prevail from the Green Mountains west, but it could turn cooler to the east, especially through New Hampshire. Getting back to the forecast details, mostly sunny today, it will be milder along with lighter winds, highs 50s to near 60. Mostly clear tonight, not as cold, but still chilly, lows in the 20s to near 30 from the Green Mountains east and in the Adirondacks, but holding in the 30s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. Saturday, sun mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, breezy and mild, a rising chance of showers late in the St. Lawrence Valley, highs in the low to mid-60s, showers will become numerous Saturday night, milder, 40s to near 50 from the Green Mountains west, some upper 30s to the east, and then Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild, scattered morning showers decreasing, then an increased chance of showers from the Adirondacks and Route 2 into Quebec later on Sunday afternoon. Highs, low 60s northeast, 60s to near 70 west and south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.